Extrasolar Planets from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. An extrasolar planet, or exoplanet, is a planet beyond the solar system. As of 11 November 2006, 209 extrasolar planets have been discovered. Known exoplanets are members of planetary systems that orbit a star. There have also been unconfirmed reports of free-floating planetary mass objects, that is, ones that do not orbit any star. Since such objects do not satisfy the working definition of planet adopted by the International Astronomical Union, and since their existence remains unconfirmed, they will not be discussed in this article. For centuries, extrasolar planets were a subject of speculation. Astronomers generally supposed that some existed, but it was a mystery how common they were and how similar they were to the planets of our solar system. The first confirmed detections were finally made in the 1990s. Since 2002, more than 20 have been discovered every year. It is now estimated that at least 10% of Sun-like stars have planets, and the true proportion may be much higher. The discovery of extrasolar planets raises the question of whether some must support extraterrestrial life. This article contains 6 sections. Section 1 is history of detection. Section 2 is detection methods. Section 3 is nomenclature. Section 4 is general properties of exoplanets. Section 5 is notable extrasolar planets. And finally, Section 6 contains a list of articles that you may wish to consult. Section 1. History of detection. Claims about the detection of exoplanets have been made for decades. Some of the earliest involved the binary star 70 Ophiuchi. In 1855, Captain W.S. Jacob, at the Madras Observatory of the East India Company, reported that orbital anomalies made it highly probable that there was a planetary body in this system. In the 1890s, Thomas J.J.C. of the University of Chicago and the United States Naval Observatory claimed that the orbital anomalies proved the existence of a dark body in the 70 Ophiuchi system with a 36-year period around one of the stars. But Forrest Ray Moulton soon published a paper proving that a three-body system with those orbital parameters would be highly unstable. During the 1950s and 1960s, Peter van de Kamp of Swarthmore College made another prominent series of detection claims, this time for planets orbiting Barnard's star. Astronomers now generally regard all the early detections as erroneous. The first published discovery to have received subsequent confirmation was made in 1988 by the Canadian astronomers Bruce Campbell, G.A.H. Walker, and S. Yang. Their radial velocity observations suggested that a planet orbited the star Gamma Cephei, also known as Auri. They remained cautious about claiming a true planetary detection, and widespread skepticism persisted in the astronomical community for several years about this and other similar observations. This was mainly because the observations were at the very limits of instrumental capabilities at the time. Another source of confusion was that some of the possible planets might instead have been brown dwarfs, objects that are intermediate in mass between planets and stars. The following year, additional observations were published, that supported the reality of the planets orbiting Gamma Cephei. But subsequent work in 1992 raised serious doubts. Finally, in 2003, improved techniques allowed the planet's existence to be confirmed. In 1991, Andrew Lyne, M. Bales, and S. L. Shemer claimed to have discovered a pulsar planet in orbit around PSR 1829-10 using pulsar timing variations. The claim briefly received intense attention, but Lyne and his team soon retracted it. In early 1992, the Polish astronomer Alexander Wolczyzan, with Dale Farrell, announced the discovery of planets around another pulsar, PSR 1257+12. This discovery was quickly confirmed and is generally considered to be the first definitive detection of exoplanets. These pulsar planets are believed to have formed from the unusual remnants of the supernova that produced the pulsar in a second round of planet formation, or else to be the remaining rocky cores of gas giants that survived the supernova and then spiraled in to their current orbits. On 6 October 1995, Michael Mayer and Didier Queloz of the University of Geneva announced the first definitive detection of an exoplanet orbiting an ordinary main sequence star, namely 51 Pegasi. This discovery ushered in the modern era of exoplanetary discovery. Technological advances, most notably in high-resolution spectroscopy, led to the detection of many new exoplanets at a rapid rate. These advances allowed astronomers to detect exoplanets indirectly by measuring their gravitational influence on the motion of their parent stars. Several extrasolar planets were eventually also detected by observing the variation in a star's apparent luminosity as a planet passed in front of it. To date, 210 exoplanets have been found, including a few that were confirmations of controversial claims from the late 1980s. Many of these discoveries were made by a team led by Jeffrey Marcy and R. Paul Butler at the University of California's Lick and Keck Observatories. The first system to have more than one planet detected was Upsilon Andromedae. 20 such multiple planet systems are now known. Among the known exoplanets are 4 pulsar planets orbiting 2 separate pulsars. Infrared observations of circumstellar dust disks also suggest the existence of millions of comets in several extrasolar systems. Section 2. Detection methods. The main article for this section is entitled Methods of Detecting Extrasolar Planets. Planets are extremely faint light sources compared to their parent stars. At visible wavelengths, they usually have less than a millionth of their parent star's brightness. In addition to the intrinsic difficulty of detecting such a faint light source, the parent star causes a glare that washes it out. For those reasons, current telescopes can only directly image exoplanets under exceptional circumstances. Specifically, it may be possible when the planet is especially large, for example, considerably larger than Jupiter, or widely separated from its parent star, or young, so that it is hot and emits intense infrared radiation. The vast majority of known extrasolar planets have therefore been discovered through indirect methods. At the present time, 6 different indirect methods have yielded success. These are astrometry, radial velocity, pulsar timing, transit method, gravitational microlensing, and circumstellar disks. Firstly, astrometry consists of precisely measuring a star's position in the sky and then observing the ways in which that position changes over time. If the star has a planet, then the gravitational influence of the planet will cause the star to move in a tiny circular or elliptical orbit. Secondly, we have the technique of radial velocity. This is also known as the Doppler method, or the wobble method. Variations in the speed with which the star moves towards or away from the Earth, that is, variations in the radial velocity of the star with respect to Earth, can be deduced from the displacement in the parent star's spectral lines due to the Doppler effect. This has been by far the most productive technique used by planet hunters. The third technique is pulsar timing. Pulsars, which are the small, ultra-dense remnants of a star that has exploded in a supernova, will emit radio waves extremely regularly as they rotate. Slight anomalies in the timing of its observed radio pulses can be used to track changes in the pulsar's motion caused by the presence of planets. The fourth method is the transit method. If a planet crosses or transits in front of its parent star's disk, then the observed visual brightness of the star drops by a small amount. The amount by which the star dims depends on its size and on the size of the planet. The fifth technique is gravitational microlensing. Microlensing occurs when the gravitational field of a star acts like a lens, magnifying the light of a distant background star. If the foreground lensing star has a planet, then that planet's own gravitational field can make a detectable contribution to the lensing effect. The final technique are circumstellar disks. Disks of space dust surround many stars, and this dust can be detected because it absorbs ordinary starlight and re-emits it as infrared radiation. Features in dust disks sometimes suggest the presence of full-sized planets. In the future, several space missions are planned that will employ already proven planet detection methods. Astronomical measurements done from space can be more sensitive than measurements done from the ground. Since the distorting effect of the Earth's atmosphere is removed, and the instruments can view in infrared wavelengths that do not penetrate the atmosphere. Some of these space probes could be capable of detecting planets similar to our own Earth. Huge proposed ground telescopes may also be able to directly image extrasolar planets. Section 3. Nomenclature. A lowercase letter is placed after the star name, starting with B for the first planet found in the system. For example, 51 Pegasi B. The next planet would then be called, for example, 51 Pegasi C, and the one following that would be 51 Pegasi D, and so on. The letter A isn't used because it might be interpreted as referring to the star itself. Planet naming conventions are based on discovery date. Any additional planets will be given additional letters regardless of position. A real-world example is the Gliese 876 system. That latest discovered planet is Gliese 876d, which is the closest orbiting planet. Before the discovery of 51 Pegasi b, in 1995. Extrasolar planets were named differently. The first extrasolar planets found around pulsar PSR 1257 plus 12 were named with capital letters. For example, PSR 1257 plus 12 capital B and PSR 1257 plus 12 capital C. When a new closer-in exoplanet was found around the pulsar, it was named PSR 1257 plus 12 capital A, not D. Several extrasolar planets also have unofficial nicknames. For example, HT 209458B is unofficially called Osiris, and 51 Pegasi B is called Bellerophon. Section 4. General properties of exoplanets. Most known exoplanets orbit stars roughly similar to our own Sun. That is, main sequence stars of spectral categories F, G, or K. One reason is simply that planet search programs have tended to concentrate on such stars. But even after taking this into account, statistical analysis suggests that lower mass stars, red dwarfs, of category M, are either less likely to have planets, or have planets that are themselves of lower mass and hence harder to detect. Recent observations by the Spitzer Space Telescope indicates that planetary formation does not occur within the vicinity of an O-class star due to the photoevaporation effect. All stars are composed mainly of the light elements hydrogen and helium. They also contain a small fraction of heavier elements such as iron, and this fraction is referred to as a star's metallicity. Stars of higher metallicity are much more likely to have planets, and the planets they have tend to be more massive than those of lower metallicity stars. The vast majority of exoplanets found so far have high masses. 90% of them have more than 10 times the mass of Earth. Many are considerably more massive than Jupiter, our own solar system's largest planet. However, these high masses are in large an observational selection effect. All detection methods are much more likely to discover massive planets. This bias makes statistical analysis difficult, but it appears that lower mass planets are actually more common than higher mass ones, at least within a broad mass range that includes all giant planets. In addition, the fact that astronomers have found several planets only a few times more massive than Earth, despite the great difficulty of detecting them, indicates that such planets are fairly common. It is believed that the vast majority of known exoplanets are in a substantial part gaseous, like the giant planets of our own solar system. That has only been confirmed, however, for the exoplanets that have been studied with the transit method. A few of the smallest known exoplanets are suspected to be rocky, like the Earth and the other inner planets of our solar system. Many exoplanets orbit much closer around their parent star than any planet in our own solar system orbits around the Sun. Again, that is mainly an observational selection effect. The radial velocity method is most sensitive to planets with such small orbits. Astronomers were initially very surprised by these so-called hot Jupiters, but it is now clear that most exoplanets, or at least most high-mass exoplanets, have much larger orbits. It appears plausible that in most exoplanet systems, there are one or two giant planets with orbits comparable in size to those of Jupiter and Saturn in our own solar system. The eccentricity of an orbit is a measure of how elliptical or elongated it is. Most known exoplanets have quite eccentric orbits. This is not an observational selection effect, since a planet can be detected about a star equally well regardless of the eccentricity of its orbit. The prevalence of elliptical orbits is a major puzzle, since current theories of planetary formation strongly suggest planets should form with a circular, that is, non-eccentric orbit. One possible theory is that small companions such as T-dwarfs, that is, methane-bearing brown dwarfs, can hide in such solar systems and can cause the orbits of planets to be extreme. This is also an indication that our own solar system may in fact be unusual, since all of its planets do follow basically circular orbits. Many unanswered questions remain about the properties of exoplanets, such as the details of their composition and the likelihood of possessing moons. Another question is whether they might support life. Several planets do have orbits in their parent star's habitable zone, where it should be possible for Earth-like conditions to prevail. All of these planets are giant planets more similar to Jupiter than to Earth. If these planets have large moons, the moons might be a more plausible abode of life. Detection of life other than an advanced civilization at interstellar distances, however, is a tremendously challenging technical task that will not be feasible for many years, even if such life is commonplace. Section 5. Notable extrasolar planets. There have been a number of milestones in the discovery of extrasolar planets, beginning in 1992, when Volchazan and Frail published results in the journal Nature, indicating that pulsar planets existed around PSR B1257+12. Volchazan had discovered the millisecond pulsar in question in 1990 at the Arecibo Radio Observatory. These were the first exoplanets ever verified, and they are still considered highly unusual in that they orbit a pulsar. The first verified discovery of an exoplanet, 51 Pegasi b, orbiting a main sequence star, 51 Pegasi, was announced by Michael Mayer and Didier Queloz in Nature on October 6, 1995. Astronomers were initially surprised by this hot Jupiter, but soon set out to find other similar planets with great success. Since that time, other notable discoveries have included the following. In 1999, the exoplanet HD209458b, originally discovered with the radial velocity method, became the first exoplanet to be seen transiting its parent star. The transit detection conclusively showed that the radial velocity measurements suspected to be planets actually were planets. In 2001, astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope announced that they had detected the atmosphere of that same exoplanet. They found the spectroscopic signature of sodium in the atmosphere, but at a smaller intensity than expected, suggesting that high clouds obscure the lower atmospheric layers. In 2003, using information obtained from the Hubble Space Telescope, a team of scientists led by Stein Sigurdsson confirmed the oldest extrasolar planet yet, the PSR B1620-26c. The planet is located in the globular star cluster M4, about 5,600 light-years from Earth in the constellation Scorpius. This is the only planet known to orbit around a stellar binary. One of the stars in the binary is a pulsar, and the other is a white dwarf. The planet has a mass twice that of Jupiter, and is estimated to be 13 billion years old. In 2004, a planet orbiting Mu Orion, with a mass of approximately 14 times that of the Earth, was discovered with the European Southern Observatory's HARPS spectrograph. It is the third lightest extrasolar planet orbiting a main sequence star to be discovered to date, and could be the first terrestrial planet around a main sequence star found outside the solar system. Furthermore, a planet was discovered using the transit method with the smallest aperture telescope to date of 4 inches. The planet was discovered by the TRES survey and provisionally named TRES 1, and this orbits the star GSC-02652-01324. The finding was confirmed by the Keck Observatory, where planetary specifics were uncovered. In June of 2005, a third planet orbiting the red dwarf star Gliese 876 was announced, with a mass estimated as 7.5 times that of Earth. It is currently the second lightest known exoplanet that orbits an ordinary main sequence star. It must almost certainly be rocky in composition. It orbits at 0.021 astronomical units with a period of 1.94 days. In 2005, an exoplanet called HD149026b, with the largest core ever discovered, was announced. This planet orbits the star HD149026 and has a core that is estimated to be 70 Earth masses, accounting for 2/3 of the planet's mass. In 2005, astronomers announced the discovery of a planet in a relatively tight triple star system, a finding that challenges current theories of planet formation. The planet, called HD188753AB, a gas giant slightly larger than Jupiter, orbits the main star of the HD188753 system in the constellation Cygnus, and is hence known by that name. The stellar trio, yellow, orange, and red, is about 149 light-years away from Earth. The planet orbits the main star, Planet A, about once every 3.3 days, at a distance of about a 20th of the distance between Earth and the Sun. The other two stars whirl tightly around each other in 156 days, and circle the main star every 25.7 years at a distance from the main star that will put them between Saturn and Uranus in our own solar system. The latter stars call into question the leading hot Jupiter formation theory, which holds that these planets form at normal distances and then migrate inwards through some debatable mechanism. Such migration could not have occurred here, since the outer star pair would have disrupted outer planet formation. In 2006, the discovery of OGLE 2005 BLG 390LB was announced. This is the most distant and probably the coldest exoplanet found to date. It is believed that it orbits a red dwarf star around 21,500 light-years away, towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy. It was discovered using gravitational microlensing and is estimated to have a mass of 5.5 times that of Earth, making it the least massive known exoplanet to orbit an ordinary main sequence star. Prior to this discovery, the few known exoplanets with comparably low masses had only been discovered on orbits very close to their parent stars. But this planet is estimated to have a relatively wide separation of 2.6 astronomical units from its parent star. In 2006, using a network of small automated telescopes known as HAT, Smithsonian astronomers discovered a planet called HAT-P-1b that orbits one member of a pair of distant stars 450 light-years away in the constellation Lacerta. The planet has a radius 1.38 times that of Jupiter, or one half the density, making it the least dense planet on record. It remains unclear how such a planet could evolve, and it is believed that this object and HD 209458b, also a low-density giant planet, could ultimately provide insight on how planets form. According to Robert Noyes of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, he said, "We can't dismiss HD 209458b as a fluke. This new discovery suggests that something could be missing in our theories of how planets form." In 2006, the planet candidate with the shortest orbital period yet found, named Sweeps 10, completes the full orbit of its star in just 10 hours. Located only 1.2 million kilometers from its star, which is roughly three times the distance between the Earth and the Moon, the planet is among the hottest ever detected, with an estimated temperature of around 1,650 degrees Celsius. This star-hugging planet must be at least 1.6 times the mass of Jupiter, otherwise the star's gravitational muscle will pull the planet apart, said team leader Kailash Sahu of the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, USA. Such ultra-short period planets, or USPPs, seem to occur only around dwarf stars. The smaller star's relatively lower temperature allows the planet to exist. Sahu said, USPPs occurred preferentially around normal red dwarf stars that are smaller and cooler than our Sun. Section 6. The following is a list of articles that you may wish to consult for further reading. Appearance of Extrasolar Planets. Binary Star. R. Paul Butler. Distant Wanderers. Deborah Fisher. Hypothetical Planets. Interstellar Planets. List of stars with confirmed extrasolar planets. List of extrasolar planet extremes. List of unconfirmed exoplanets. New World Imager. Planetary Habitability. Planetary System. Pulsar Planets. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.